systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, November 7th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 109 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 p.m. But right now it's a little after 9 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you doing?
I could be a little better.
How? Tell me right now. I'll
if
make
Matt
it happen. Tell me right now.
If Matt wouldn't have walked out.
What?
If Matt wouldn't have walked out.
Matt walked out?
Yeah.
No. What?
What?
Where? When? Why?
Really?
How? Who?
We already talked about this.
What the fuck is the internet? So, yeah, thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday night show. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/chat is where everyone's kicking it one time for your motherfucking mind, biatch. Thejamhole.com/feedback is where you write shit that we read on the show. So,
when are we going to start just using that same recording?
That was actually. No. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. We got a great show for you tonight. Now, what is this bullshit I hear about Matt not being here?
Well, you were taking a shower.
Right.
And he was just sitting here.
Right.
Just impatient.
Why? Because he's got ADD.
Because he has to work at 5 in the morning for 10 hours.
Should have made better choices in life, huh?
I guess. And then his girlfriend called.
Oh.
And gave him the whip.
Oh. Was it like an SMS fucking...
No, it was a phone call.
An actual phone call.
It was a phone whip,
straight
yes.
up verbal abuse
yep.
to the 10th power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's some effed up junk. It is Friday. He was here. And now he's not, I guess. So, yeah, I'm taking a shower. And, you know, since I've moved into this fucking apartment, my shower, what's it called? Duration. No, not duration. But, like, what the fuck
I
is it called?
I don't even know.
How often you do things. My,
really?
My shower frequency, we'll say,
okay.
for lack of a better okay. fucking...
Whoa,
that was a burp hiccup. For lack of a better word, my shower frequency has gone way the fuck down. Like, I used to be the kind of kid that would shower every night or yeah. every morning before work. Just a habit I got into, you know, when I was growing up. My mom was always adamant about, you know, you take a shower, you be fucking clean. I don't want the stinky kid. I don't want the dirty kid. You know, all that shit.
Right.
So I was raised well, and I had, you know, the habit of doing that kind of shit.
And then you moved out.
Well, no, and I did that, you know, for quite a while. It's just, at this place, taking a shower is such a hit or miss fucking thing.
Yeah.
That I just put it off until
it's not enjoyable anymore?
Not at all. Not,
what does it do? Does it get, like, all cold
well,
and shit?
Let me run you through it all for right. a moment. You go in there, and for one, there's shit for fucking pressure.
Yeah.
Like, it's like
it
a drizzle.
It just falls out.
Yeah, it's gay sex all the fucking way, not just because, you know, the guy that lived here before was a fag. Like, it sucks. So you fucking turn the shit on, and after a minute, it kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're okay. But it's cold.
Mm.
So then, you know, you have the both of them, like, the hot's full blast on the little dials.
Yeah.
And then the cold, you turn it, and then you gotta turn it almost off again. So it's like, do you want pressure, or do you want your fucking dick and balls trying to climb up into your asshole because it's so fucking cold?
Right.
Like, flip a coin. Either or.
It's really that bad?
It sucks,
that's
dude.
Terrible.
It fucking sucks. And like,
I love taking showers.
I know. I used to as well. Not only because it's a great time to fucking jerk it.
Right.
But it's nice to have that
it's
clean.
Warm.
Yeah. And especially when it's fucking cold and shit. Like, it's nice to just sit in there and be warm. And,
yeah.
you know, the water and all that shit. It's a very spiritual thing, if you will.
Good reflection period.
Oh, for sure. Especially when you're jerking it.
Especially.
You're just like, oh, man.
Best reflection.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. So, what? So, you're in there and shit. Well, I'm in there and shit. And it likes to get, like, really hot, and then it gets, like, freezing cold, and then it'll be okay. Like, it gets your trust. It's almost like a date rapist, yeah. If you will.
It's like you gain its trust, and then it just fucking punches you.
And then, you gain its trust, you fucking take a drink, pass out, and you get fucked in the asshole, mm-hmm. minus the passing out part. But, yeah. So, you're in there just fucking... It's like, oh, I'm nice and warm. Come on, guy. Relax. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. So you're like, all right. Because, you know, once you put the soap on, that's it. There's no going back.
You got to finish.
The soap has to come off one way or another.
You got to wash it out.
So I always make sure. That's what takes me so fucking long. I'm like, okay, it's warm, but is it really warm or is it just fucking with me?
Right. How long is it going to stay warm?
Right. And, like, the first time I did it, I thought someone was fucking with me here, like, you know, turning all the sinks on and shit like that. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I remember when you first moved in here. Yeah, and I was in the room, like, setting up the studio shit, and you were like, are you fucking with
me? I was screaming at you, dude. Yeah. I was so fucking pissed. I thought you were, like, literally, like, turning on the faucets, and then you just left.
It's like, cool,
I was like,
dude.
Really? I appreciate that, friend, you cunt. So, I'm like, all right, this is it. It's warm. I'm going for it. And I fucking throw the soap on.
Go,
fucking
go,
go, go, go, go. Hut, 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 hut. And I get it in, and I start to wash it off, and fucking
there it
cold.
Is.
Done. And I'm like, really? Really? Right now, while I have soap all over my fucking face, I'm vulnerable. I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
It's a most vulnerable time, especially if you're whacking it while in the shower.
And then you get soap in your eye and or semen.
Couldn't be any more vulnerable.
Hey, forget about it.
Yeah.
So it gets freezing cold, and then you have to step back and wait for it to warm up.
Right.
I've sat in that shower, no exaggeration, no shit, for like 10 minutes. Waiting.
Just waiting.
After it lulled me into a false sense of security... Got soap all over my shit, and then start to wash it off, and fucking boom, freezing. Mm. So you're standing there waiting, just dun-dun-dun, I guess I could jerk it, all right.
Kind of cold.
Fucking, yeah. Well, no, I don't have the water on me at all. Right. But I, like, you know, reach my hand in every fucking couple minutes, still fucking ice cold. So then, you know, you wait for that one shot where it's warm again, and then it's fucking burning hot. It's like, oh, was that cold? Well, here, fucking duh! 150 degree fucking water in your face. That's hot. Thanks. Appreciate that.
I wonder why it does that.
Because it's a piece of shit. I don't know.
I guess that's a good reason.
So, yeah, I finally fucking just bite my tongue and I get in there. And it's decent now, so I finish up and stuff. But that's what usually takes me so long. And that's why I don't fucking take a shower all the time like I should.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I'm lucky to not have the problem of being really smelly. Like some people,
that would be bad.
Yeah, some people, like the third day, and it's like, holy shit.
I know some people that smell right after they take a shower.
Yeah, the salt
guy. It's like, really? You just cleaned yourself and you still stink.
Did you clean yourself with piss and shit?
Yeah, I mean, did you scrub your asshole in your balls at
right.
least?
Did you use the same washcloth that you scrubbed your asshole and your balls?
Right, like, for the past few weeks.
Last week, yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, it fucking sucks. It's annoying as shit. But like I was saying, I'm lucky that I can go like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, and still not stink. Even though, you know, what I do at work, lifting fucking tons of water every day and shit. Like, I sweat and stuff, but I don't stink. And it's not just me thinking. Like, I've asked the girls at the office, I've been like, hey, do I stink? And they're like, no. Why? I'm like, oh, because I haven't showered in like 2 fucking weeks. Ew, gross. No, you fucking said I didn't stink.
Hey, just because you don't stink doesn't mean you're not dirty.
Well, yeah, you know. What I've been doing lately is when I get to work in the morning, I'll just take a couple paper towels and like get them wet and then just like kind of wipe
down.
Myself down a little bit.
Wipe your pits off.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, I'm lucky that I'm not like a real stinky kid. Otherwise, holy shit, you'd be fucking your spot would be like way over there and shit because I'd stink so fucking bad. But like the salt guy, Ryan, he's the kind of guy, like he's a big guy.
Yeah.
But he's the kind of kid that right after a shower, he just fucking stinks.
It helps if you put on clean clothes when you take a shower.
Right.
Too.
Right. And that's the other cool thing. Like because I don't wear underwear and shit, so I don't have, you know, lots of fucking laundry to do. I change my socks every day, sometimes multiple times a day, depending on how wet my shoes get and stuff. But like I can wear the same pants all fucking week, the same frequency that I would take a shower.
I always, for some reason, just something gets on my clothes.
Semen?
No.
Urine?
Just like food.
Crap.
Or something.
Oh. What?
So I can't wear them.
Cat semen?
Yes. Cat
urine.
Semen.
No. Hey, by the way, that's a nice sweatshirt, sir.
I do like
it. Hey, have I mentioned how good you look in that?
You have.
What does that say? The jam,
the jam hole?
Yeah. Wow, what is that?
It's an internet radio show.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard of it, actually. Yeah. They're pretty funny.
They might win an award.
I heard that.
Yeah.
They're Montana's first podcast award nominee ever. Montana's one and only.
One and only. First time ever.
Wow. That feels
good. And we'll see. Yeah. We'll see if we win on Sunday.
It'll feel better. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for putting up with all that fucking, oh, please go vote. Please go vote. Make sure you tell all your friends. Please go vote. And then verify the vote. And then come back the next day
and
vote again.
And then stick your finger in your ass.
Oh, God. I was so done with that like the fourth day in. I was just like, are you fucking, I thought you guys were just joking. It was going to be for 2 fucking weeks. Are you kidding me?
Oh, just wait until we start ours. We're in this for 6 months.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm starting ours the Monday after this Sunday.
Yes.
I'm starting that shit. The
cool.
2009 Jam Hole Podcast Awards, a.k.a. Go Fuck Yourself. And vote for who wants to get fucked. So, yeah, thank you guys for putting up with that shit, for doing it. It's done and done. You still, by the way, you have till midnight tonight. So if you haven't voted yet, this is the last fucking time I'm going to say it. So, you know, open your ears. Go vote. Podcastawards.com. You got
one more time.
Three,
just one more time.
9, 10, 11, 12. You got 3 more hours if you're on Montana time to get votes in. So, yeah, please do that. If you've already done that, head on over to podcastalley.com and give us a vote there. It is a new month, so we're trying to, you know, just get
sneak
a little,
our way up there.
Sneak
maybe.
Our way, fucking break our way through. No problem. So, yeah, if you guys did pre-order shirts and sweatshirts, I know Apollo, Burger, Capital Z, who the fuck else? There was a
maybe
couple other people.
Some other people.
Yeah, I don't know. Plus all the local people. That shit did get sent out today, so I don't know how the fuck long it's going to take. I would like to say thank you very, very much to the beautiful, lovely ladies that work in my office where I work for taking care of that
what
shit for me.
What did they get packaged in?
I don't know.
No? They took care of it?
Yeah, they handled it. They were gone. Assuming they didn't just fucking throw them in the dumpster out
back. That'd be cool.
I probably should have checked. No.
Probably.
But yeah, so that shit did get sent out. I kind of, like I was saying before, I got effed on the postage, but Paulo came through. The sweatshirts were pretty expensive to ship, I guess.
Wow.
So, yeah.
They are kind of heavy.
Right. So, from now on, you know, it didn't really occur to me when I was setting the prices and shit, and I was so excited that we're getting shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
And I
kind of forgot that it costs money to send them also.
That, and also, because we're using PayPal, I totally forgot that PayPal takes a little bit of money out of each one.
Oh, of course.
So
they gotta get their money.
The prices, if we're not doing hoodies, unless, you know, you really, really want one, then just email info@thejamhole.com and we'll work something out. Like, I can get them made. It's just they're I don't know, it's not cost effective really. I don't want to have, you know, 50 sweatshirts just sitting here that no one's gonna buy, and then summertime comes and then no one's definitely gonna buy them. So we'll handle that on a case-by-case basis. But we do have a buttload of fucking t-shirts. So we got a medium, large, and extra large. And they are kind of big. So
yeah, I mean, the medium is bigger than most.
Is that
I
what
think.
Size you're wearing? Is the medium?
Yes.
And it fits okay.
It fits fine.
Yeah, I got the large on right now. It fits good. So if you guys don't live here in Kalispell, the t-shirts are going to be $20. That's 15 for the shirt, $5 to cover the postage and the PayPal fucking deduction. So we're going to make a page once we get the server switched over and everything. It'll be thejamhole.com/store. Don't go there now because there ain't shit there. But that's what it's going to be. And we'll have all the prices, different products. And definitely, if you guys have any ideas for stuff you want with the Jam Hole on it, email us info@thejamhole.com and we will make it happen. We're going to make some beanies. I want to get some tote bags, something I can carry my laptop in, stuff like that.
Make some towels.
Yeah, we can do towels. Yeah. Don't forget to bring a towel. So yeah, we'll have that shit. My girlfriend's working on some Jam Hole candles. That'll be kind of fucking cool.
We're going to make some lighters?
Yeah, and Jam Hole lighters we're going to get going on making. So that stuff is all going to happen soon. Just keep an eye out on it, thejamhole.com. Thejamholetv.com, that shit's up. You guys can kind of mess around with it. It's not done by any means, but
Well, it's done for the most part. Just got to post all the videos.
Well, yeah, and I want to change some stuff on it. But I did get all of the videos converted because for YouTube, we were using WMVs. So I got them converted to MPAs or MP4s. I forget what it is, but it'll work with your video iPods. So we'll be getting those up on the site this week sometime, maybe this weekend. For now, youtube.com/jamholes where you can find all the videos. So, and we have a few ideas we're kicking around for the Jam Hole TV, stuff that you guys can actually watch, video cast, shit like that, that we'll do more regularly than my emo poetry stuff and, you know, just the random videos that we make of us driving around and, you know, just being fucking retards pretty much. So there was a couple things I wanted to get into before we do some fucking confessions. We do some news and then we do some clues.
Yes.
And then
we do some blotter on Wednesday.
Well, not Wednesday. Today's not Wednesday.
I know.
I don't know if you know this.
I know this.
Do you know this?
Yeah, it's Friday actually.
Word to that shit. Happy Friday. Hey, TGIF, yeah. Huh? Not looking forward to Monday.
No.
Because you know what happens on Monday.
Got the case of the Mondays.
I feel it coming on, man. Mm-hmm. I feel it.
Just thinking about it.
Oh, my fuck. So, theflatheadbeacon.com. Holy sheep shit.
That is just a cesspool for fucking terrible people.
A cesspool of rotting shit.
Yeah.
Very, very entertaining, I must say.
It's pretty good.
There was actually so much bullshit and racism, not from us, but
from
the people, the hick motherfuckers that live in this fucking state, that they actually had to censor it. And, like, their whole thing was, this is a totally open forum. Anyone that has anything to say can say it there about the articles and shit. But this was just getting way out of hand.
It wasn't working out.
I was getting called a wigger because this kid was a douche. He was thinking, man, this guy's calling me a douche. He's a wigger. Fuck that shit. Just dumb, awful shit. So it was very fun for the time being. 26 had my back on that shit.
Yeah, there were so many comments on there,
too. Oh, my God. So hopefully we got some listeners. Hey, if you're listening. Hey. If not, whatever the fuck. We got a message I kind of wanted to read. This is from Podhead Fred. And it was a comment left on episode 59. And Podhead Fred says, guys, I voted. I love you guys, and I think you guys are super funny.
Hey, back at you.
Hey.
I love you, too.
When they holla, we holla back, y'all.
We always holla back.
I love you, too, Podhead Fred. As soon as I saw that, it totally reminded me of Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah.
It's the mega bitch. Look, cobwebs. Awesome fucking movie when I was a kid. Now, not so much.
It's kind of died with the years.
Yeah. And then he continues, but yo, I'm a black guy. ... Holla. No, he didn't say that. But he says, yo, I'm a black guy. Could you slow down on the N-word usage? Necrophilia? Never?
No.
Not? necessary?
Maybe.
I don't know. Every once in a while, I get it. Outside of that, gets a bit offensive. Love you guys. Now that right there is the way you handle shit.
Exactly. You don't be an idiot asshole.
You don't fucking send emails saying, oh, you're racist, you're racist, you're a fucking wigger, you're a fucking piece of shit, racist, racist. No. Because all that's going to do is make me want to do it even more.
just to piss you off.
Just to get under your skin. We've all learned that by now. If you haven't, you've got a lot to learn. Pothead Fred, I apologize. If I offended you, that was just for the sake of being fucking fun and just trying to make a point that, hey, words are fucking words no matter what. If people get offended by that shit, there's something in their mind that makes them uncomfortable about it. But because you're a listener and because you love us and because you voted, I will listen to you and I will apologize to Pothead Fred for getting
a
little...
You have a sweet name, Sue.
I know. I love that shit. For getting a little out of hand with the N-word. So...
You get just, a little hand with anything you
with
do.
With all words.
With everything.
The A word, the B word, the C word. All. I'm like A through zinc with this shit. I'm like fucking Centrum with my word usage. Yeah. But I just want to say, that's if you guys have something to say about some shit we say, that's how you fucking do it.
Right. Don't be a douche about it.
You tell us the good things. You tell us that you love us. You tell us that we are super fucking funny.
And then you tell us your problem.
You tell us your problem.
Yeah. And then we'll listen to you.
And what race you are, because that matters. If he was a white dude and he would have been like, hey, you guys are offending me with all this N-word shit, I would have been like, hey, N-word, go fuck yourself. But no, that's what I like. So thank you very much, Pothead Fred. We are glad to have you as our listener. And we are glad to have black listeners.
Yeah.
Tell your friends. Tell all of them. You can have jam hole super chicken watermelon parties.
26 says Matt is sounding like Travis all over again.
What?
Yeah.
How so?
The whole girlfriend thing?
Me? Oh, him. I thought he was talking about me. I was
no,
like, really?
Other Matt.
Really? Yeah, it kind of does. Like, yeah. I wasn't out here. I was in the shower, so I have no idea. I tried to call him a couple times, but he wasn't answering, so, nah. Mm. Whatever.
And Paula wants you to ring the cowbell.
Oh, that was the other thing I was going to get into. Woo! Yeah! Yeah! Ring that shit, son! Oh, my neighbors are gonna love that shit. So, I go to send the last box because I didn't give the girl enough money to send all of the shit. So she sent the two or three packages, and then I had to go send the box. So I go check the P.O. box, and there's the fucking parcel key in there. I'm like, ah! Presents! Cool! I always get excited when there's shit in there, because that's all it's for.
Like, yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely the Jam Hole P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. If you guys have anything you would like to send us, definitely fucking send that shit over. So, I fucking open the parcel box, and there's this fucking thing in there.
It's like, what the fuck is this?
The fuck is that?
The fuck is that?
The fuck is that? And, like, I still have to go mail this package, so I'm like... Well, I want to know what it is now. This is bugging the shit out of me. But it feels weird, and I'm kind of shaking it a little
bit. What was it in, a box?
No, it was in one of those padded envelope things. Mm. So I'm like, I'm shaking it around and feeling it. And honestly, I thought it was like a glass bong or something. Like
really?
Not like a big one, but like a bubbler or a Sherlock.
Yeah.
I totally thought that's what it was.
That would have been cool, too.
It was rattling kind of like the stem would maybe rattle inside of it.
Uh-huh.
And it felt like that, the way it was packaged. So I'm like, man, I really want to open this, but what if it's something?
Right, what if
I'm
it's
fucking
that?
Opening this shit up, it's packed in the post office, and now I have this fucking water bong or something.
Cool.
I'm like, yeah, I'll wait for sure. But like the whole time, it, you know, like I said, there's a decent-sized line there. it's just bugging me. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I have to know. And I'm fucking feeling it, and I'm shaking it, and these people are looking at me like, is he going to blow something up?
Is that a bomb?
They were looking at me like, the fuck is that?
Yeah. Sorry, like, my bomb won't quit ticking.
Yeah,
get it to stop.
Do you have the time? Because I need to know when to not be here.
Right.
So, yeah, I get the fucking the box mailed out, and I start walking outside, and I'm like tearing it open, and then I'm like, no, the anticipation's the best part, especially if this is a package of poop.
Right.
I want to savor this shit. So I wait until I get in the fucking office, and I fucking open it, and it's a cowbell. Not only is it a cowbell, it's a Nobody Likes Onions cowbell.
The podcast.
Right. The podcast Nobody Likes. No, they have a lot of fans. I'm not one of them.
I've never really listened to it.
I've tried. I definitely don't like it. Mm. Yeah. And not just because they diss Keith and the girl, because we all know Keith and the girl tore them a new fucking asshole on their show. But it's just, it's not for me. You know, there's tons of shit out there. Not everything is for everyone, as we all know.
Yes, we've learned that.
Right. So, it is totally fucking cool. I mean, I love...
It's loud as fuck.
Oh my God.
It's so loud.
I love the way our show sounds. I love the file size now that we cut it down. But I gotta tell you, you're gonna want more cowbell.
Yes.
And now that everyone listening on headphones is like, ah, my ears are bleeding.
And your neighbors.
And the neighbors. Fuck them. So, yeah, thank you so much, Paulo, for...
I think won't shut up.
I know, I need to set that down. But, yeah, thank you so much, Paulo, for sending us that. That is really fucking cool. Whew. So, Burger, you know, we have stumble upon accounts and shit like that, and
in everything
I
else.
Don't know what our addresses are for it, but we each have our own. Mine is Hazmaticus, I think. Braden's is Nocturnal.
Something. You can something find like it that. On thejamhole.com.
It's all on thejamhole.com under the other shit, whatever the fuck. So, Burger likes to send me, you know, things he stumbles across. Usually they're funny pictures or sexy women or just, you know, interesting articles and shit like that. Oh, which reminds me, I wanted to read a couple of those articles. Sorry. Okay, so, he sends me this picture for this site, and I don't even fucking remember what the site's called, but it's one of those sites that you just, it's random pictures and shit, and there's
it's
categories.
Just a slideshow.
Yeah, kinda, but it shows the picture, and so, like, I'm looking through these, because I'm bored, and I'm just chilling here, I'm really stoned and shit, just, you know, relaxing, pretty much.
Taking it easy.
Nowadays, I rarely have time to just fucking chill, you know, I've been working on the menu for Anna's new fucking Italian grill. Between getting shit for this show, doing all the fucking new server stuff, that's been eating
that's
up
fun.
Some fucking time. And then, you know, my girlfriend, whom I've been kind of neglecting lately, and I'm sorry, but I'm busy and shit, you know? And so I get this picture, and I'm looking at it, and it's sexy, and I feel my dick kind of wiggling a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, huh, I'm here by myself. Why the fuck not? So I start, you know, if you click on the picture, it'll bring up another picture.
Uh-huh.
Sexy fucking shit. Sexy fucking shit. So I fucking go and grab fucking paper towel, and I fucking unzip my pants, and I'm trying to get the cat away from clawing the shit out of my cock and balls. And I start fucking beating off. I'm jerking it like I ain't jerked it in a while, which I haven't, because, you know, I've been
busy.
I've been so busy and just stressed, like, I'm not even thinking about sex. Even my girlfriend's like, why don't you fuck me anymore? Is my pussy gross? I'm like, no, I'm just, by the time I get to your house, I'm tired as fuck. I'm just, I'm not thinking about it right now. I apologize for that. But, so, I'm going to town and shit, and what came to my attention is that this site isn't just hot, sexy porno pictures.
Ah.
Do you, Braden, or anyone in the chat listening, do you have any idea whatsoever how fucking hard it is to maintain an erection? I'm doing the jerking motion
yeah.
for you people not watching us. Do you know how hard it is to keep your dick hard when every, like, fourth or fifth picture is just some disgusting fucking shit porn?
Depends on who it is.
Holy Christ, dude.
Was that really what was on this?
Yeah.
List? Was it all just porn?
No. They're, like, porn and then, like, funny pictures and then, like, little kids with little funny signs, and I'm fucking jerking it, and all of a sudden I see fucking some Asian chick with shit all over. I'm like, cool. So then that next picture, hot. I'm like, all right, cool, fucking jerking it. Next picture, hot, fucking jerking it. Next picture is totally fucking hot, and I'm jerking it. Next picture, fucking old lady. So I'm like, all right. This is a challenge. I can fuck it. I'm up for this. Literally, kind of. I'm halfway.
Can you do it?
I did it.
Really?
I would just like to say.
Goal achieved.
Took me half an hour, but I fucking did it.
Were you proud?
Fuck yeah, I was.
I'd be proud. That's an accomplishment.
What?
That's an accomplishment.
Wait till you hear the fucking best part about this.
The money shot, if you
will. The money shot, right as I'm coming, is like granny tranny porn.
Yeah.
And like I'm still reeled up from the fucking picture before, which was this hot ass fucking blonde chick, dick in the mouth, fucking dick in the ass and shit. I'm like, oh yeah, you're a dirty fucking slut. Oh yeah, fucking click. Oh, and then I came and I was like, oh man. And then I cried.
I bet.
I had a nice little fucking cry, but it was pretty fun. So, the next thing I did kind of want to talk about, I don't know if you notice this kind of thing or not, but people that have, I don't know if it's necessarily just smartphones, but people that have phones that have the text messaging, mm-hmm. and like in mine, there's an option to suggest the next word. Like if
right,
it's
like go try and figure out what you're going to say.
Right, exactly. And when I'm doing this, and it almost, I don't know if it's a coincidence or what, but it almost seems like whenever it does that, it's telling me what I probably should be saying.
Instead of what you are going to say.
Right. It's like it knows who I'm talking to, and it's like trying to help me out here.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you probably, this should be the next word. And yeah. I'm like, no, fucking delete, 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 delete. And then I start going, and it's like writing out these full on fucking sentences. Like
wow.
My phone is trying to fucking tell me something, or it's like, I'm just trying to fucking help you out and shit. The auto suggest, that's what it's called.
Is there someone there that just like types in shit for people whenever they're sending a text message?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be great. Just fucking with them, trying to finish their sentence.
Yeah, it's so weird. So sometimes the auto suggests, it's like it keeps suggesting all these words, but all the words totally make sense. Like it's trying to tell me something, or it's like recommending what I should be saying.
Yeah, this
it's
would
like,
be the right answer.
This is what you probably want to say. And I'm like, no, I know what I'm doing. Come on. And then like, you know, I get a message back and then the phone's like, told you. I'm like, come on. Come the fuck on.
Maybe you should just start listening to it.
I know. I should do that
just
next time.
Just try it.
Just because all you got to do is hit space and it'll fill in the word. So uh-huh. I should just fucking hit space and send and not even look at it and see what reply. Oh fuck, that would be fun. So yeah. Oh, here's the sorry, I'm looking for these stories I had shared because they were really good, but now I'm not able to find them.
Oh,
I know, I fail. So how the fuck was your yesterday? You do anything fucking special?
Nothing
special like that.
Just chilled.
Why don't you tell us a little story here while I'm doing this?
I don't even have any fucking.
You are a worthless piece of
worthless.
Shit.
There's nothing interesting that has happened to me at all.
Why are you? Why do we even do this then?
I don't know. Something
just to fucking
something
do. That's cool.
Just so I will have stories.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that been working out for you?
I don't know. I can't tell them on here because this is the story.
Why? What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I found them, by the way.
Oh.
Thanks.
Good news.
So, these aren't my news stories, but they're just a few things that I found kind of interesting. The first one is called Google's loading. Boy found dead. Okay. No
boy
no
dead.
Surprise there.
He's found.
Right. parents blamed Call of Duty
and
video game addiction.
Really? Have you ever had any video game addiction problems?
Negative? Ghost Rider. Not unless they came out with a game that, like, a needle was hooked up to the fucking Nintendo Wii or something. Right. And, like, you had, I don't know.
You had to shoot it up.
But no, I've never, you know, when I was a kid, I used to love playing video games. And I have a Nintendo DS Lite and all that shit. I'm not an addict. Yeah, no, not at all. Like, there's a kid I work with that a while ago, he was awful at this. He would just bring his PSP to work, and, like, that's all he would do. I'd be driving around, and I would, like, see him park somewhere.
Just playing PSP. Wow.
I know. I'm like, cool, man. I wish my dad owned the fucking business, and I could fucking just fuck off.
Granted, we
all do our fair share of fucking off, but, I mean, like, to just go park somewhere and to play your PSP, like, come on, dude. How old are you now? You're getting married when? Cool. No, he's
have
a
fun with that.
He's a friend of mine, whatever. So,
but still,
you
should quit fucking off.
Well, yeah, and, like, it doesn't bother me that much because if he doesn't get something done, I don't have to.
Right.
It's like if Ryan did that kind of shit.
Yeah, then you have to fucking make up for it.
Right, like when he calls in sick on days he knows I don't have a route and then I have to do his shit. Right. Like, that pisses
me off.
That's
such a shitty thing to
do. But until, you know, what he does affects me, whatever. What are you going to do? Yeah. Hey, friend's dad, you know, you're like, I'm not,
who cares?
What
are you going to say?
Right, so boy found dead, parents blame Call of Duty and a video game addiction. November 5th, 2008, a young boy had been missing up until today when he was found dead. Brandon ran away from his home after his parents took away his Xbox 360. They took it away. Hey, I'm out of here.
I'm gone.
I'll see you on the flip side, Ma.
360 is the only thing keeping me here.
But pretty much. You're lucky we got fucking wireless controllers. His parents took possession of the console after they decided Brandon had become addicted to Call of Duty 4. Pretty sweet game. What do you think?
It's a pretty good game. Nothing I could get addicted
to. 1 through 5. What do you give it? 4? 3?
4.2. It's pretty good.
Nice. I give it about a 3.5. It's, yeah. I like the other ones better.
I don't because they're all World War II based.
Well, that's what I liked.
I liked it too. It's just I played so many games that are like that.
Right.
Like, okay, I need something different.
I think for me, a lot of it is because my grandpa was in World War II. He was on D-Day plus 3 or something in like a tank destroyer and shit. And he's told me a lot of stories about it. So when I'm playing this game, it like, I remember the stories he was saying. So,
yeah. Like in this fucking war.
Yeah, pretty soon I'm fucking Private Lavelle rolling around with my fucking gun and shit just blasting. I'm just totally spilling this.
Nice.
So, yeah, Brandon's parents believe that the boy's disappearance was somehow related to his addiction to video games.
Perhaps.
Like, they fucking go in the back alley and he's on his knees sucking dick for some fucking old school Game Boy Advance or something.
Yeah, I need my game. No, it sounds like he's just addicted to that game for some reason. Like, there's something about Call of Duty 4 that just hooks him. Like, World of Warcraft does to people.
Well, yeah, I could see that. But World of Warcraft does that mainly because it's a highly reward-centered video game. Like, Call of Duty 4, it's just first-person shooter.
Call of Duty 4 is just, like, the weed. World of Warcraft is the fucking heroin.
Is the world. But it's not like, you know, you're building up characters and shit. It's like you have your guns and you go fucking kill shit.
Right.
It's not
that
I don't
much
know.
Of a reward base.
I don't understand. Yeah. If I'm not getting fucking high from it, there's no way I'm getting addicted to it, you know?
Well, some people, but you do get that high from playing video games. That's why people get addicted.
Well,
they get
right.
High
I'm
from
saying
it.
Personally for
yeah,
me.
Right.
No, not at
right.
all. Let's see. Initially, it was only after investigators analyzed Brandon's Xbox 360. It was only after investigators analyzed Brandon's Xbox 360 that the link between video games and his disappearance were no longer tied together. Quote.
That made no sense.
I know, right? Nice paper. Quote, it's still being analyzed a little further, but at this point we have no reason to believe there's any connection to date between the Xbox and his disappearance. Dr. David Walsh of the National Institute on Media and the Family commented on the situation and strongly states that video game companies do not want to address video game addiction.
Well, of course not.
Really?
Why would they want to do that?
Blizzard, do you have any comments? Well, yes. Actually, our video game is highly addictive. We actually designed it with that in mind.
So we can make as much profit as possible.
Well, right. That's like making cigarettes that aren't addictive. Yeah. It's like, well, why would we buy them then? You buy them because you're fucking hooked on it. Or in my case, because you're trying to get cancer so you can die at a decent age.
Right.
Right.
When you should be.
Right. Not fucking this 85, 90, 95 bullshit. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're sitting, you're a drain on society, I understand.
You're sitting in your living room watching TV.
Right, you're somebody's grandma or grandpa or whatever, that's all well and good, but come on. You're hurting more than you're helping, really. quote, I don't think video game companies want to touch addiction with a 10-foot pole. It raises all sorts of liability issues for them, and my interpretation is that their strategy is to ignore it and hope it will go away. That's exactly what'll happen, too.
Just wait and hope it goes away, because that always works.
Do you remember back when, like, crack got way out of hand?
Yeah.
Do you remember when the government just ignored it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it went away. Yeah. I'd never hear of or see crack anywhere in the news. Like, it's gone. That's what we need to do with AIDS now. Just ignore it.
Just pretend it's not there.
It will go away. That's what I do with the cat.
It only exists because you acknowledge it.
Right.
Right.
If you talk to frontline counselors in places like universities, they'll tell you that this is a huge issue. The way people are viewing this is changing quickly. So, amazing shit that these video games are fucking getting so addicting. And now the next story I wanted to read that kind of follows along the same lines here is about our favorite game. This one is called Inmate Sues Blizzard Over World of Warcraft.
Really?
You're in jail.
This has to be another addiction thing.
You're in jail.
Yeah.
You want to sue who? Oh, okay, yeah. Let me get the lawyer on the line
right.
for you in jail.
What are you doing?
That is such bullshit.
Why do you even need that money? You're stuck.
You're in jail.
What are you going to do?
Because you were bad. If you weren't bad, you wouldn't be in jail, and this wouldn't be
unless he's blaming the fault on Blizzard for why he's in jail.
He fucking should. Yeah. I had to go out and fucking
loot. I had to go suck some dick for money because I couldn't afford my subscription
this month. And that dick just happened to be HIV positive, so now I'm HIV positive. Now can I have a free account and subscription for the rest of my short fucking AIDS-infested life, you piece of shit? South Carolina inmate Jonathan Lee Riches has filed a third-party motion in the federal court in Arizona against Is Blizzard, specifically, it says that, I'm just reading it, against Is Blizzard, specifically at their famous MMORPG World of Warcraft, for making him, quote, lose touch with reality.
It will do that.
It will. You should fucking know that before you fucking get into it, right?
Where's the disclaimer?
Is there one?
There should be.
Fucking
warning,
A, Bubba.
May lose touch with reality.
That's warning. May lose your fucking life.
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous.
Or should I just say warning, highly addictive?
Warning. If you play this, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. In one of the most wonderful displays of attention whoring we've ever seen, South Carolina inmate Jonathan Lee Riches has filed third-party motion, blah, blah, blah. Riches has previously filed handwritten lawsuits against celebrities and politicians. Hey, Angelina Jolie, you made me addicted to fucking jerking it.
Right.
I can't go to work. I've lost my job, I've lost my wife, my kids, my house, because I'm so addicted to you, I just have to jerk it all fucking day.
So give me some money.
So I'm going to need some of that, I'm addicted to jerking it to your face money.
Yeah.
Can I get some of that money?
Please.
The reasons given for the lawsuit was that World of Warcraft allegedly, not saying it did, definitely not saying it didn't.
But maybe.
But they allegedly
Likely.
caused... Huh?
It's likely.
It highly likely. Allegedly caused Rich's mind to live in a virtual universe where Rich has explored the landscape of committing identity theft. Mm-hmm. Rich's was addicted to video games and lost touch with reality. And, quote, Rich's chose World of Warcraft over working a legitimate job. Huh. Now, really, whose fault is that? Really?
How do you do that?
Like,
he just sits at home and just plays that instead of going to work?
Can you go to McDonald's and be like, here's what's the money in World of Warcraft? Quick.
Gold?
Here's 10 gold pieces. Can I have a McFuckinSuck? Like, what are you doing?
Can you get that gold out of the game?
Yeah, right? Is there a fucking cash out button?
Yeah,
when...
don't know.
Oh my god, dude. So, yeah, just a couple of video game kind of things that were just totally ridiculous that I thought you guys should know about. You ready for some confessions?
I am born ready for confessions.
Confessions! Confessions! It's time for... confessions!
Yeah. Reminds me of that song from Mad TV, Lowered Expectations.
Lowered Expectations.
Yes.
Jazz hands. Oh, I look forward to this.
This feels good.
Fuck yeah. I don't like how almost all the confessions on here have to do with hate or sex. So, my confession, I really think paperclips are the cutest objects on Earth.
Is that really what it says?
No jokes. Please.
You know, I like the sex and hate ones more.
Right? No, I like to hear about paperclips.
Yeah. Paperclips are good.
The cutest objects on Earth, second to China's penis. Yeah. It's so small. A lot of chicks only like buff, built guys. But I find a lot of fat guys really cute.
Really? Are you fat also?
Probably. Because fat guys are often strong as well. They're like tough teddy bears. Actually, they're kind of more like elephants, right? I mean, come on. Let's be honest here. They're like tough teddy bears, and a lot are really nice. That's because, you know the saying, little something I made up? How's it go? It's not what's on the outside that counts, but what's on the inside.
Right.
And people, the only people that usually say that are people that are dating fucking ugly or fat.
Yeah.
People that are not so much nice on the outside.
Right. They have to go back on being good on the inside because they would probably kill themselves.
It's self-rationalization. Yeah. That's like
so they can deal with life.
Right. That's like if I had sex with the cat, let's say. It's like, well, no. The cat really knows me. The cat treats me so much better than any girl could, and the cat loves it. It's like, no! It's a cat! And you're putting your penis in it. It's a cat. Don't fucking try and make it sound any better. Most buff guys are jerks, and that is true. I'm picturing,
well,
like,
they're all jacked up on steroids or whatever.
Well, that, or
if they're doing that.
Right, usually.
Depends on how buff you're talking.
I'm thinking like Venice Beach, those guys that walk around and they're like, do you know where the gym is? Is it over here? Fucking flex. Or is it over here? Fucking flex. Hey, miss? Can I interest you in a couple tickets to the gun show? No, I got roid rage and small balls. My balls are tiny. Yeah. So small.
But my muscles are huge.
Right. Huge. I'm the nice guy, which means I won't get ass till I'm like 30 and married. That is true. Women love the assholes, man. They love the jerks.
Always.
But I'll give you a little piece of advice, nice guy. Go for the fat ones. You will get ass for days.
They will give you whatever you want.
I'm not just saying because that ass is huge. I'm
right.
saying
There's
like
enough
they,
to go around.
Holy Christ. Around.
Around.
Oh. Hey. That's going to get so annoying.
Yes,
so
it
quick.
Is.
Oh, I pretended I had stomach problems to avoid having sex with my wife because I had jacked off 6 hours earlier. .. I have done this more than once. somebody's wife right now is just fucking crying because, oh, my husband won't fuck me anymore. It's because I'm fat.
You know what you should
do? You never kiss me anymore. You don't hug me. What should he do?
Exercise.
Kill himself. Oh.
Yes. Or kill her.
Either or, you pick.
Pay for some mad liposuction.
Meth? Oh.
Or meth would probably be cheaper.
Yeah, probably. This is all about fat people today, folks. I'm fat and I love my body. I love it. I love it so much I just can't stop feeding it. Mm. It makes me feel safe and powerful to not be white. What the fuck? Really? Wifish? Wayfish?
What? Selfish?
No, W.
Well, these people are fucking stupid.
W-A-I.
W is right above S. Could be.
A.
Oh.
I.
That kills it.
F-I-S-H. Whitefish? Excuse me.
Whitefish?
No.
Whitefish?
It makes me feel safe and powerful to not be. Really hiccups. Okay? God damn it. It may. I'm in love with you. And you always whine to me about girls who are uglier and fatter than I am not loving you. What the? Damn it! Why don't you... Really? Are you fucking kidding me, hiccups?
That's so amazing.
Ah! I'm gonna fucking blow my brains out.
I'll get the gun. Do you need some water? Are you gonna be okay?
I'm holding my breath so they'll go away. If you were a good fucking co-host, you would do something.
So what the fuck am I gonna do about
don't
your hiccups?
Fucking talk!
Really? You okay now? I guess I'll read a story to pass the
Jesus
time.
Christ, what would you do without me?
Nothing.
You would sit there and you'd be like,
I would. I need you.
I shit my pants at a friend's house and put them in a box in his garage.
Yes.
I wonder if he ever found it.
Oh my God.
We applaud you. Yes, absolutely. I hate you. I hate you, Kitty. No, I hate you. I know you're a good person inside and you think you're hot and all that and a bag of Lay's. You're my friend, but I hate you. Well, is that your friend?
Why would you, like, how can you be friends with someone you hate?
That's what we like to call an enemy.
Right.
Enemy. Like
someone is very confused.
I hate my friends and love my enemies. Yeah. My sea enemies. You're stealing him. You're mean to me. You get what you want. You're not even that pretty. Why? Why, Brayden? Why?
There's a vagina between them legs there.
That's why.
That is why.
All right, couple more here. For Megan. This is for Megan. We got any Megans
any
out
Megans?
There.
Holla.
Holla back, y'all. For Megan, I will completely stop.
That's it?
World of Warcraft. No.
Really?
That's it. I will. What do you think? World of Warcraft or drugs?
Drugs, probably.
Or both. Heroin, World of Warcraft.
Or drinking.
Bad place. Bad
or
cum.
Or cheating.
Or... Megan, for you, I will not cheat.
No.
But I have to get divorced first.
Right.
And last one here to finish it off tonight. I really like my boss, who is 10 years older than me, and I'm starting to get frustrated because he sends me mixed signals.
It's because he's your boss. He can't fully let you know.
Like,
it's forbidden.
Ma'am, would you come into my office, please? She's like, yes, finally, he's going to fuck me.
Bend me over the desk.
Did you get those TPS reports done? Damn it! Why won't you just fuck me? You're always sending me mixed signals, damn it!
It's like, I just want you to do your job.
I know, right? It's like, you're really not that attractive.
I mean, don't like you.
You're beautiful on the inside,
right,
but honestly,
not on the outside.
I need to get my dick hard before I can get inside to where you're pretty. And if I can't get my dick hard, I can't go inside, which is where you're pretty.
Is that why serial killers kill people and rip out their insides when they fuck them and all
Possibly.
That? Because they were beautiful on the inside.
But wouldn't you think if you were a serial killer, you're obviously killing people. Just kill pretty people.
True.
You know?
Yeah. Or just, yeah.
I don't know how else to fucking...
kind of can choose whoever.
Does that make sense?
That makes plenty.
I could be way off here.
I don't think you
Lord knows I've been wrong before. Once. But it has happened.
Just once, though? Ever?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Good track record, huh?
That's pretty good.
That's what I'm fucking saying. Where the fuck is my quarter?
I don't know.
Are you... fucking
it
kidding
used to
me.
Be right there.
Would anything else like to go wrong?
I guess we're gonna have to Rochambeau.
No, get the quarter right now. Jesus fucking Christ, you guys! I swear to God, what the f is? Oh,
got it. That was nice. Here's your quarter.
Thank you. Was that worth it?
I hope so.
Call it in the air.
Heads.
Tails.
Go.
Well, if it would have landed and I would have flipped it over, it would have been heads. So go ahead and read.
What
piece
no,
of shit.
No, just go.
This one is called Life Sentence Over Knife in Skull. And actually, this is a jam hole update, I believe.
Is it?
Remember those, if this is the story I'm thinking about, those kids at the bus station and that kid had the knife and just stabbed it in that kid's
shit.
Head?
Oh, shit. Yeah, went like all the way in.
And we were like, why was he having a fucking kitchen? Like, it just seemed weird how it all happened.
This didn't make sense.
This is a little follow-up. Teenagers to serve at least 7 years for attempted murder after stabbing a boy in the head. Yasin El Manasori, 17, from South London, stabbed the boy, 16, during a failed street robbery near a bus stop in South London back in November 07. So yeah, this is that story. The boy was taken to a hospital with the knife still stuck in his forehead, and it showed the x-ray, and this shit is like...
it was all the way to the handle.
It's buried past the handle. Like, there was a little hatred behind that.
Was it a hate crime?
I would say... I mean, it wasn't a love crime.
No.
Obviously.
It wasn't a crime of passion.
Maybe they were gay lovers. He found his Craigslist ads. That will happen. El Manasori can be considered for parole after 7 years. Further 7 years for two counts of grievous bodily harm will run concurrently. El Manasori tried to rob the attempted murder victim, who has only been named as Ahmed, Ahmed Durka, of his mobile phone with two others outside Tesco on Old Kent Road on November 20th.
Old Kent Road?
Old Kent Road.
Oh.
What did I say?
Old Kent.
Oh. That's weird.
That is kind of weird.
Two of Ahmed's friends tried to stop the attackers, but were also stabbed. Dude, your friends are pussies. There's three of you and one of this dude. Granted, he has a knife.
He has a knife, but like, the three of you should be able to take it out of his hands.
Work together much?
Yeah.
Like, one goes around from behind.
Right.
Gets down on all fours. And the other kid just fucking pushes him.
Yeah, just
he's
all
on
three
the ground.
Of you attack him at once.
Right, and he's on the ground, and you just fucking pummel the shit. Oh, my God, if I was there.
That would be fun.
I would have killed. Murder, death, killed.
He would have been stabbed in the head.
John Spartan.
Yeah.
What movie is that from?
I don't know.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Not at all.
You've never seen a little something I like to call The Demolition Man?
Okay, I have seen that. I just don't remember
mine. Wow. The victim who was... Do you have something you want to say to me?
No.
You want a piece of me?
Not at all.
I'll fucking break off my foot in your ass.
Yeah.
Son.
Please.
The victim who was stabbed in the head said, quote, "The injury has slowed me down in terms of my reactions."
You think so?
No!
There's a fucking knife in your head.
No! It's hardly...
That one. It's hard to think sometimes.
It's hardly noticeable.
Yeah. I don't even see it.
You don't even notice it. Oh, but I mean, now that you pointed it out.
Right, I mean, now that you told me, I can see it, but if you would have said anything.
Like, I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah, it's only a fucking huge kitchen
Call me
knife.
Crazy, but, I mean, you know, come on. Quote, I'm not able to play sport or run around as I could before. Well, maybe if you would have played more sports, you wouldn't have got a fucking knife dusted in
maybe
your fucking head.
You and your couple friends could have defended yourselves.
Right. Now what do you guys do? Just fucking have circle jerks? Can you do that still, you fucking douche?
Probably. His reaction time is too slow, though.
I have no sympathy for this shit. You fucking...
At least try.
Right?
At least try.
What did you do? Fucking get on your knees to suck the guy off, and he's like, well, fucking douche.
The guy probably just came at him with the knife, and he just fucking stood there and waited for
There's
it to happen.
Three of you.
Do something.
I know.
Run away, even.
Run away.
Do something.
Like, no, I don't even know him, mate.
Yeah, I'll just stand here.
Here, you can have my phone. Like, what the fuck, dude? I thought... maybe that's why we destroyed them in the fucking war.
Because they didn't fight back.
Right? Because they all just fucking stood there and let us stab them in the fucking head. Like, I could see if he got fucking shanked in, like, the stomach or...
Or if he came up from behind and, you
Right,
know,
like, you don't see,
see
it coming. Or maybe they fucking were grappling around and the kid got stabbed. But, like, in the head... How you would have to have me fucking strapped the fuck down.
Yeah.
All my limbs fucking secure. Because you are not getting a knife anywhere near
right,
my fucking...
Right, you're going to do everything you can to get away.
Right, there's no fucking way that is going near my fucking head. Like, if anything else, granted, I'm fucking quick like a ninja. He would have went to fucking stab. I would have grabbed it, fucking brought it around, and... Duh!
Stab him
right
back.
Right in his fucking abdomen. You're done. Quote, this has added to my frustration, as I knew before the attack how able and sporty I was. You fucking liar!
Wow.
You were so able and sporty that
if you were, there wouldn't be a fucking knife in your head.
Right! This little fucking piece of shit 17-year-old thief douche fucking stabbed you in the head because you're so able and sporty. And all of your friends, what are you guys, the fucking captain of the football team? You fucking faggot. I'm sorry. That's just ridiculous. Like, that's your quote. Oh, I'm so frustrated now.
Well,
because,
he's trying not to sound like a pussy.
You got a knife in your fucking head, dude.
Yeah.
Too late. Shoulda, coulda, woulda,
Actions
right?
Actions speak louder than words.
Right, and yeah, dude. Quote, I will no doubt have to live with this for the rest of my life. Really? Let's see. Detective, a whole bunch of weird acronyms of Southwark Police said, no one hearing details of this case could fail to be horrified by the fact that one young man stabbed three boys over a mobile phone. Well, I can. I'm not at all horrified by these details. You and your two fucking friends are pussies. The dude that stabbed you over a fucking phone is a fucking pussy. Like, really? Are you having a phone shortage in the UK?
So
that
cell phones have killed more people than weed?
Apparently. Or just being a fucking pussy has killed more people.
Yeah.
I don't know which
one. I bet there's a lot of deaths from that one.
Yeah, right. I don't know what we're going to file it under yet. Quote, because he was carrying a knife, he used it, and his friend, in his frenzy, he stabbed one boy so hard that it was embedded in his skull, and the handle came away as he tried to withdraw the knife.
So the blade stayed in, but the handle came out.
Right.
Should've used a better knife.
I know, right? That's not a knife. This is a knife. And I think we made that same joke last time we
I
read the story.
I think so.
And that is it for that story. What do you got for us here? Episode number 109.
This one is called Crack House Killer Cries for Teen's Plight.
That is a sweet alliteration, my friend.
Yes. Tears flowed in a Calgary courtroom yesterday as a teen spoke of the tragedy of her mother's torture death.
Oh, did they really, or were they fake tears because now someone's collecting bank
on... No, I need some money. I better be sad.
Well, I'm just saying he had some life insurance on her, so he's
right.
Like, no, these are actually tears of joy. I hated that old bitch.
Michaela Berry told court the murder of her mother, Rochelle Friars, turned her world upside down.
Oh, did it really? Really? You You fucking slut. I'm sorry, your mother just got killed and shit, but I bet you're a fucking
slut. In a crack house, no less?
Oh!
Oh!
Because she was there fucking doing her good deed,
right?
Well, it
says crack house killer.
Uh-huh. She wasn't there buying crack or anything like all good mothers should.
The death of...
Fucking people, you know? Whatever.
What do you do?
WVs.
The death of my mother has changed the person I am, Barry said. As
I know, I can't get crack no more!
As many in the courtroom, including confessed killer Sarah Ann Rowe, wiped away tears. Even the killer was crying.
She's like, damn, that bitch was my best customer.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I didn't want to have to put a bullet in her head, but I had no choice.
The fuck am I supposed to do now?
The bitch was going to rat me out.
I know.
What do you do?
You fucking kill a bitch.
You gotta.
You have to.
What else are you
no witnesses.
Do? You can't just let her get you arrested.
Fuck no.
You gotta do what you gotta do to survive.
Do you want to go to jail? Or do you want to just kill a bitch?
Right. I mean, these are the streets. We keep it real on the streets.
Oh, for real.
Like,
I don't know. I don't know what the streets are like where you live, but around here...
People get killed around
streets
here.
Streets of Kalispell, son? You don't even know. You don't even want to begin to know, because if you tried, you would get nightmares. And I'm not going to do that to you.
No.
I respect our fans more than
I respect
that.
Your life.
I respect Pothead Fred.
Mm-hmm.
I respect you sometimes.
I respect you every once in a while.
Whenever. I respect the cat.
Until she pisses us off.
And then I disrespect the cat.
Yes.
All right.
I am not the same happy young girl I used to be, and at times view myself as a confused and angry young woman, she said. Row 26 pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in the killing of Friars in a Calgary crack house. Roe and two other women who pleaded guilty to manslaughter tortured Friars after one of them mistakenly labeled her a rat.
So they thought she was going to narc them off.
And so they killed her.
Well, hey, you know a little something I always say, better safe than sorry.
Yeah, especially when you're selling crack.
Especially when you're playing sorry. Sorry.
During the assault, which began April 30th, 2006, and may have continued into the next morning, Friars... And
well, it takes a while to, you know, do it right.
Friars had her eyes and mouth glued shut, was cut with a box cutter, and drugged. Probably with a little crack.
Were you drugged first? Because that...
I would hope so.
Right?
Please, do me a favor.
Like, hey, you guys are doing this not in order.
Right.
I would appreciate it if I could get the drugs first.
Drugs, then eyes and mouth glued shut, then cut with the box cutter.
Right. In that order.
In that exact order.
Exactly.
That is the correct way.
Right.
Learn your lessons. Her strangled body was stuffed into a hockey bag and dumped in a city landfill where it was discovered 7 weeks later.
Now, that may seem like a good idea, but any seasoned killer knows. If you don't want the body found, don't fucking put it in the landfill. Because I don't know if you know this or not. But there's people that actually make their lives better, they think, by digging around the trash, like the landfill and stuff.
Right,
so
like,
eventually,
ooh, free stuff.
Eventually
cool.
Someone's going to find it.
Yeah.
So,
well, even, I don't know, I mean, there's always someone putting something there. I mean, eventually someone who's dumping their garbage off might run across it.
Right. So, for you personally, when you kill somebody, what is your ideal dump site?
Ideal dump site.
Where do you always... What is your go-to ace hole card fucking...
I don't know if I can give out my secrets like that.
Well, categorize it. What type of area is it?
Well, it's either a body of water.
Forest or... Right, like a body of water.
It's
got to
be either some form of large body of water.
Like perhaps Flathead Lake.
Perhaps. It's got some very deep spots.
Holy Christ.
You know what an even better lake is? Tally Lake.
Really?
That lake is deep. I think that's like the deepest lake around here.
Is that the lake or is it Echo that I'm thinking of that they found that dead body in a while ago?
I'm not sure.
I think it was a couple summers ago. But yeah, there was a dead body that came up. Yeah. See, so you have to remember that when dumping bodies in water, you have to weight that shit down.
Yeah, because they'll float. They fill up
with
gases.
I don't know if you are aware, but dead bodies float.
Yeah.
Dead bodies and fat chicks.
Yeah.
They both float.
Weird about the fat chicks.
What I like to do, if I have time, obviously, cut the body up.
Yeah.
And then I will Ziploc freezer bag all of the pieces.
Right.
And then I will wrap that shit up in duct tape or, you know, a plumber's tape of some sort.
At least that way you can't see what's in it.
I am not fucking done.
Really?
You ever interrupt me when I'm trying to teach our fucking listeners how to dump bodies?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dump your body.
Really?
Yes, really. Do you see this look?
Yeah.
This is my serious look.
Doesn't look very serious.
I will.
I think you just burned into my soul a little bit with that stare.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. So where was I?
Drop
what
the dead body
did
in
I
the lake.
Fucking say?
Really?
I love you, Brayden. No, so you wrap that shit up. You know, you take the packages and you put those in a bag that's a little bigger. And then that's what you're going to put your weight in. Some people like rocks because it won't show up with, like, metal detectors. Some people that don't care will use, like, ball bearings or even blocks of lead. Anything that will sink generally works. An anchor, like that crazy Power Ranger dude. Another news story. He wasn't a Power Ranger, but he was one of the kids that was on the show.
He's
that dude that went to look at those people's yacht, and then they took him out in the ocean and he tied him to an anchor while they were alive and dumped him.
Have fun.
Like, that's how you fucking do
that's how you do it.
And then he got caught. But he got stupid.
Right.
So
that's how you always get caught.
Class dismissed.
Class dismissed. Onward with the story. Justice Karen Horner sentenced Roe to life in prison and said she won't be able to seek her release until June 23rd.
Because
2018.
What the fuck? Because when you get life in prison, you get released.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Because life in prison isn't life in prison.
Oh, my God.
It's just a part of your life.
No, when I murdered them, I didn't really murder them. No. I mean, come on. They're still alive in some form or another.
They sentenced her to life in prison, but she will have a chance to get out.
Because you deserve that.
Right.
Boom, you're dead.
They think
Keith's Law. Invoke that shit, Obama.
Sadly, people still believe people can change.
Fuck that shit. Sometimes, yes, but that shit, uh-uh.
But not people who kill someone and go to jail for
it. And you know what? Honestly, we're not running out of fucking people. I think we can take this out every now and then. And
no one's going to miss this person.
Honestly. And you know what? If people do miss that person, then you round up all the people that are going to miss her. And you fucking throw them in with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what? Oh, but what about the people that'll miss them? You round them up. Yeah-hoo!
You're going to find the end of the line eventually.
Eventually. And we'll have a lot more fucking room, I guarantee.
That'll be nice.
Holy crap. We are solving problems. Obama.
It'd be nice if we could.
We are.
It's got to actually happen.
Well.
Can't just talk about it.
This is a talk show. This isn't a do show.
Oh, right.
I mean,
maybe we need a do show then.
That's, yeah.
No.
That's not gonna
happen. We'll be a talk show and we'll leave talking to the do shows.
Right, and all of our fans will be the do shows.
Yes.
So when we say stuff, you gotta do
that.
Right, so I have a list of people. But, see, and like eventually after doing that over and over again, it's just gonna be us, because we don't care.
Right.
That's a great idea.
That's not bad.
We'll have to. You hear that, Obama? If you need some justice advisors,
he says he supports change. He wants some change. Here's the change.
I'll bring my fucking bottle of change.
That is some change.
That is some fucking change. Do you imagine getting hit with that?
That would hurt.
Fucking A.
Could you imagine if it was full?
That would be awesome.
Before sentencing, Roe offered a teary apology. I know I don't have the right to ask for forgiveness, but I do have the right to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, I'm really...
That's it. I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry.
I mean that, really.
That I killed your fucking mom because she's a fucking crack whore.
I didn't mean it.
Is that this story still?
Yeah.
I'm kind of stoned. Sorry. Okay. So is that it for that story? Yes, all right.
Yes.
Well, no, really?
Yes.
All
there's
right.
like one sentence that's
Are
not
you
important.
Fucking kidding me? All right. This one is called Grandmother Beryl Aspen drank weed killer in court to dodge jail.
Say
Did
that
you
again?
Get all that?
No, say that one more time.
Okay, this grandmother drank weed killer.
Okay.
Like, not weed.
No.
But
like,
weed killer.
Right.
Like, weed if it was a bug killer, yeah. But for weeds. Right. In court, while she's in court, like, hand on the Bible, raise your right hand. She's like, gulp, gulp, gulp.
Yeah, tip the weed killer back.
Right. That's, wow. To dodge jail.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're going to be in jail for a while, I might rather just die.
Yeah, well.
But then again,
yeah.
I'd bring something better than weed killer.
I know. Well,
bring
see,
some cyanide pills.
That goes back to the whole fucking suicide thing. I would just go for the bailiff's fucking gun and, you know.
Either shoot yourself or shoot some people.
See, that's suicide.
Right.
Then I would cap the judge because, hey, a little something I like to say.
Yeah.
Judge not. Lest ye be judged.
Right.
Right.
Makes sense.
Of course. So I would cap the fucking judge.
You gotta get the bailiff.
Repent. Right. I would cap the fucking bailiff.
Yeah.
Maybe repent.
Some of the jury.
Right. Repent. And then hopefully by that time, assuming the court has its shit together.
Right. You
I
will be shot.
Be going down in a blaze of glory.
Right.
Repent.
That's so much better than suicide.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. A 64-year-old grandmother sentenced to a year in jail for drunk driving, of course, while on her L plates.
Wait, so it was just a year in jail? And she's
right.
Killing herself.
Right. She tried to.
Well, I guess she's a grandmother.
64.
Yeah, okay, you don't have much time.
Yeah.
You might want to
you
just
were like
kill yourself.
1 year away till 65 retirement. You
yeah.
almost had your senior discount.
Almost.
It was in your grasp.
Why did you just ruin it? You should have at least waited until then.
Because you would have fucking got it after you got out of jail.
Right.
Now you'll never get your senior discount.
You're missing
what
out on
the fuck are you gonna do in hell when you go to order a fucking 35-cent coffee and you're like, and then you might see your discount, and the devil's like, ha, 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 I don't think so. And then he calls you a bitch. And then he rapes your fucking asshole.
Cause it's hell.
Cause it's hell. And you're on fire the whole time.
It's hot
inside
down there.
And out. Whew, shit, son. That's good stuff. Let's see. She was sentenced to a year in jail for drunk driving while on her L plates. I don't know what the fuck that means. Tried to take her own life in court yesterday by drinking a bottle of weed killer. Beryldale Aspen begged magistrate Daryl Pierce for leniency, saying she had only driven because her husband desperately needed medication. My husband needs medication, so that's I'll drive drunk.
Yeah. Is that the medication? The alcohol?
Yes.
Self-medication?
She's like, shit, I need some too. And then by the time she got... God damn it! Every time I'm clicking, it's clicking shit. Mm. I hate when fucking newspaper sites do that. They'll like...
This ad's all over.
Well, that, and then just random words will be a link, but it won't look like a link.
Oh, and then you click.
So when you click it, it's like, ah, gotcha.
Ah.
Invalid click. See? Uh-oh. These motherfuckers.
Fuck.
Oh, let's see. But after reviewing her record, which included two previous stints in jail for drunk driving, Mr. Pierce told her, go fuck yourself. No, he said, quote, you're a risk to the community. You're a bitch.
I hate you.
I hate you. You ruined my life. You put your life and those of innocent people at risk. And I am not into that.
Not at all.
A short time later, a frantic official told the court Aspen had tried to kill herself by drinking a bottle of weed and feed. If I ever grow my own strain of pot, it's going to be fucking called weed and feed.
Yes.
Because you get stoned from the weed, and then you feed.
And then you have to
that
feed.
That is clever as fuck. Damn it. We need to move to Amsterdam ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as possible.
Right. That's what ASAP means.
Right. Tomorrow, you have to start looking for buildings to purchase there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That we can have a smart shop head shop or smart shop coffee shop, comedy
Can we have a smart shop and a coffee shop in the same building?
We fucking better. I don't need two buildings.
Right. Same business.
But yeah, then and it'll be a comedy club. How fucking awesome.
I'd be the best.
You would be the funniest people ever because every time people went there, they'd be so fucking tripping on shrooms.
Or just
you know,
stoned as hell.
You know how you get into those fucking after you peak and you're coming down from the shrooms, you start just fucking laughing at everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you would be the funniest comic in Amsterdam.
Even if you're not.
You could just stand there and be like...
Just look at everyone.
Yeah, just nothing. Just give, God, dude.
It'd be great.
That, we need investors. Email info at thejamhole.com if you would like to invest. Let's see here. Short time later, I already read that. As she was rushed to Gosford Hospital by ambulance, pandemonium broke out in the court as her husband, Max, threatened Mr. Pierce, telling him, "I'm going to fucking kill you for putting my wife in jail."
Wow.
Fucking
That's
hey, dude.
Pretty scary.
I am going to... Hey, Judge. Hey, Judge.
Hey,
Judge.
Hey.
Judge.
What?
Order in the court.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Whoa.
For putting my wife in jail.
Whoa.
You fuck. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna fuck your face. Judge.
I just peed.
Contempt. If I was a judge, I would have a cowbell.
Yeah.
Anything
and you'd hit that with a fucking mallet.
Anything worth reading there?
This is just raging clues. Just checking for new ones.
Aspen of Edelong Beach on the Central Coast was charged with drink driving. Drink driving, really?
Really?
That's what it says. Drink driving and driving while disqualified after police noticed her swerving and almost colliding with parked cars on October 4th. The grandmother of two children failed a breath test. It later recorded a blood alcohol reading of, care take a guess.
I don't know.
0.14, almost. I don't know. Nearly three times the legal limit. Checks revealed she held a learner's permit. That's what the L plate is. Learner's permit, I
gotcha.
Bet. She had a learner's permit that had been disqualified until November next year for, take a wild guess.
Drunk driving?
Drunk driving. Absolutely. In 05. Refusing legal aid, Aspen represented herself in Woy Woy local court, telling the magistrate she had taken sleeping tablets and had a small drink before being woken by her husband twisting in pain. She said she couldn't call an ambulance because the couple's phone wasn't working. That's bullshit. And that Mr. Aspen's life was in danger without medication. Sounds like some junky shit to me.
Kind of does.
And then I don't understand that, though. She woke up and went to the hospital? Like, she was drunk when she woke up? Or was she, like, slamming him down and shit?
I think she was drunk when she woke up.
That's awesome. Better fucking... Oh, I'm so drunk still. What the fuck happened last night? You're not my husband?
Whoa.
The fuck is that? when they pulled over, she jumped out of the car in her pajamas and told officers, quote, "I'm just going to the chemist for medication." Mr. Pierce sentenced her to 12 months in jail without parole and disqualified her from driving until 2012.
Wow.
He says she was responsible for her husband's care. She should have made sure she had access to a public phone in the event of an emergency. That's kind of bullshit. My phone wasn't working. Like, really?
There's no other
so,
phone.
You can't hear me now?
Yeah.
Is that what the fuck you're saying? Aspen remained under guard in hospital last night in a serious but stable condition. And that's it for that story. Wow.
Yes.
Read one more, please.
This one is called Amputation of Healthy Limbs Should Be Allowed, Expert Says. Yeah, so if for some reason you have a limb that you just don't want, feel free to get it cut off. People suffering from a bizarre body image disorder where they crave having a limb removed should be able to opt for amputation.
Yeah!
There's...
Oh, fuck!
Whoa. There's...
Oh, I hate that. I always do that.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Can I keep reading? Their so-called amputee wannabes have a very rare condition.
Fuck!
Whoa.
Sorry.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yes.
Do you need my assistance?
No.
Keep breathing. Dr. Yeah, and then I totally lost my spot.
Remember that part where I said I need you to keep breathing?
Yes, that's not helping. Their so-called amputee wannabes have a very rare condition in which they feel one of their limbs is not truly their own, and they become obsessed with cutting it off. Dr. Fer-
Hey, hold on.
Okay, sorry about that. So, if a N-word wannabe is called a wigger, what's an amputee wannabe called? I don't know. A wham-putee? I don't know. Sorry. That sounded a lot funnier in my head for some reason.
Now I'm trying to think of what it would be.
What? It usually does.
Usually. Dr. Christopher Ryan.
Doctor.
A psychiatrist at the University of Sydney says there is a good argument for following patients with body integrity identity disorder. B-I-I-D.
What?
Yes.
Say what it is again?
Body integrity identity disorder.
Body integrity identity. What the fuck?
B-I-I-D.
Bid?
Bid.
Bid?
Bid.
So what does that even... What?
It means that people who aren't amputees...
Want
feel
to
like
be?
They should be. Like, in their head, they are.
What?
But, yeah.
Why?
I don't know, dude.
It's like, man, this... fucking third arm has got to go.
Not even like
they're
that.
Like, dude, that's your penis.
Oh, right.
Oh, I was wondering why it just had a thumb. I always used that. That was my hitchhiking arm.
Yeah.
Holy shit. No wonder why I never got picked up.
Wow.
Huh?
Really?
Ba-da-tsh.
I am not saying we should unthinkably cut off people's legs, Dr. Ryan said. I realize that the idea strikes almost everyone as lunatic when they first hear it.
Well, I mean...
It sounds a little crazy. Maybe a little.
So small.
Not that much. However, there are a small number of people who see themselves and have always seen themselves as amputees, he said.
I always see myself with no head.
Yeah, you better go get that cut off.
I would look like this.
Just be a shirt. Would you still have your neck though? Would you just have a neck there?
Sometimes. I don't know. Sure. Would you want me to?
I don't know. It's kind of your call.
Well, do you think I have a weird shaped neck?
It might be kind of weird with no head on it.
Wow.
I don't know.
Cool.
They are often miserable their whole lives because of their extra limb, and we know that at least some of them feel much better if it is removed.
I would.
That's just, I don't understand how in their head they think that they don't have that, but they do, and they're like, I'm not supposed to have that.
Are they born that way? Like, is Maybe. It in their brain, or is it something like a fetish that...
Or just something that they just get fucked in the head after a while.
Because I can totally see people, like, seeing people like that walk down the street and being like, man, that looks so much fun. I wish I was in a wheelchair and had someone to push me around in. Like, maybe that's what it is. They're just lazy. And if they lose limbs, they know that they're disabled now, right?
Right.
So now we don't have to fucking work. We get paid from the government every fucking month. I get fucking drugs.
There's a lot.
That sounds like a good idea.
I don't know. What would you get taken off?
Will you take one for the team?
No.
No?
No.
We can't.
I like
Dude,
having two arms and two legs.
If we do it right, that would almost be enough money to go and do what we need to do.
Really?
I think so.
Maybe that would be worth it then.
Can we get paid in euros? Because we're out of here.
Yeah. I'm not going to be here very long.
Actually. Yeah, like tomorrow, so... If you could go ahead and just cut me a check. Actually, cash.
Right.
That
would be ideal.
Cash preferred.
Yes.
Yes. Nice. So is that it for that story?
That's it.
All right. Well, let me read one more here. We'll do some clues, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. This one is called... Oh, which one do I want? Ooh, that's kind of gross. This one is called Woman Told She's Too Old to Show Her Bare Bottom to Indie Crowd. Excuse me, miss. You're old. Miss, you're disgusting. Excuse me, miss.
Yes.
Yes? Can you pull your pants up? Please.
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 Do me a favor.
Woman, quote, old enough to know better. Oh, God.
Really?
I want to just... This... Every time the newspaper makes a pun, it makes me want to kill a baby. Have you ever seen that GIF?
What?
That graphics interlaced format?
Yeah.
That GIF? It's
of
like,
what?
It's like the handicap parking sign, that kind, like the circle, the shape figure.
Right.
But it's like punching this baby carriage, like where the baby's sitting, just repeatedly, right? Like it's a GIF, it's animated.
Yeah.
And it says, your MySpace page makes me want to punch babies. I totally forget who sent that to me, but it was a long time ago. Oh, God.
Wow.
Brilliance. The internet has given birth to such brilliance.
I know. There's so many intelligent people.
Amazing. It's overwhelming.
Blows my mind. It's
overwhelming.
Too much. Yeah, it's definitely
like,
too much.
Not, like we said, not enough hours in a day, man.
Not enough.
Not, never enough. So this woman, old enough to know better, has been fined for flashing her bare bottom and spanking herself in front of a crowd at the Gold Coast Indy.
So it sounds like that if it was a hot chick doing it, they wouldn't have done anything.
Right, like A-OK.
Yeah, that's cool. You're just too old.
Is that being ageist then?
Is it?
You can't do
no
that.
No one wants to see that.
For sure.
No one wants to.
But you know people are like, equal rights. I can show my ass if she can show hers. It's like, no, actually.
No.
You cannot.
It's a privilege, not a right.
Actually. And I don't know if you are aware, but you have some shit dangling there.
You might want to wipe that.
You got a dingleberry. You got a fucking dingleberry on your six. Over.
Roger.
Lucinda Dorothy Diamond, 37, of Maine Beach, pleaded guilty in court yesterday to public nuisance over her balcony performance on October 26th. So she was only 37, though.
Really?
Wait, is that... old, too old.
I was thinking older than that.
I was thinking like 75 plus sign.
Yeah.
At least 75 plus sign.
I was going to say at least 50 plus.
At least. Police prosecutor acting Sergeant Mike Campbell said Diamond's butt was not good. Yeah. Campbell. Like the soup.
Right.
No, he said that Diamond should have known better. You oughtn't have done that. Sergeant Campbell told the court Diamond pulled up her short denim skirt and exposed her bottom before spanking it.
Really?
She spunked
Don't
it.
Don't spank that at me, please.
You are releasing things that you have no control over. It appeared she was not wearing any underwear. Also. It appeared. I'm not sure, but it appeared that way.
I didn't see it personally.
No.
That's just what I heard.
I was blinded.
Right.
Quote, she performed this exhibition three times where she would re-enter her apartment and return to the balcony to expose her bare buttocks and spank herself, said Sergeant Campbell. Mm-mm, good. Quote, with the amount of public education regarding this nature of offending, it is very disappointing to see a relatively mature lady, like we are.
Right, we're mature.
A mature podcast. The jam hole for the mature. Mm. That's what the next one will say. Oh, let's see here. Mature lady behaving in this manner not once, but three times effectively. Mm. But you know what I heard?
What?
Third time's charm.
Right.
So maybe
always.
She was trying to get up in there before it ran out, you
right.
know. Diamond's barista. Is that how you say that? Barista? Blah, blah.
I don't know.
Such fucking cotton mouth.
Should drink.
Sorry.
Something.
I'm trying. It's hard to drink and read. And
that's
then if
true.
I don't say something to drink, you're just like.
Yeah.
Diamond's barista, Chris Rosser, said she had been pressured from the crowds. Of course! I can't take responsibility for that.
Wait, this crowd? Like, where was this at? Was this like a Mardi Gras type thing? Or
it almost sounds like it.
Yeah, it sounds like that street, you know, where
it was just the Indy. too indie crowd. Like, what? I don't know what that is. Indie Film Festival?
Is it?
That might be it. I don't know, though. I'm just speculating. Allegedly, I heard that this all went down at the Indie Film Festival.
Okay. You don't know, though.
Not for sure. It's strictly speculative. It's an estimate, if you will.
Guess.
It's not the quoted price.
Okay.
But the estimate. It's a guesstimate.
Really?
I round it up to the nearest tenth decimal. What?
Huh?
Let's see. So she was pressured from the crowds. I was drunk. You made me do
drunk.
It.
I can't hold
I'm
it.
An adult. I have no responsibility
no,
for my
No, not when
actions.
I'm drinking.
Definitely not when I'm drinking. Quote, as accustomed to indie crowds gather at high rises, she could hear all the chanting and yelling out, "If you are a woman on a balcony, you get accosted," he said. Quote, she said she was wearing underwear. She says she was definitely wearing underwear.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I know it.
He's like, I'm going to have to check that. Spread them.
There's got to be a few people with
Sorry.
That recorded on their phones.
Right?
They
like,
just go
dude.
Look at that.
Instead of don't tase me, bro, she was like, don't rape me, bro. Oh, fuck.
That's a good story.
That is it for that story. Actually, the magistrate told her, quote, I'd have thought you are a bit past this behavior at your age. Before.
Yeah, grow up.
He said that, and then he's like, bam! $400 fine. Biatch.
Or you can do me this one thing.
And spread them. Woo! All right, that is it for that story. So, you got anything else before we do some clues?
Let's do some clues!
You all ready to do some clues?
I'm ready.
All right, so, Raging Clue is a little something we do every show if we have them. TheJamble.com/forums. If you care to play along, and definitely if you're listening, feel free to pause it after the clues and play at home.
Mm.
Keep points.
Yeah.
And then email us, and we'll see who won. And whoever wins, check this shit out. Best prize ever.
Okay.
Whoever wins.
I don't even know.
When we do some clues. No, because I'm totally just making this up off the cuff.
That's
like
how
Spider-Man.
I like it.
Spider-Man. Just
yeah.
Off the cuff.
Slinging webs.
Where'd Matt go?
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Know. Oh, he's on the ceiling over there.
What are you doing up there?
So, yeah. Whoever wins at the end of, let's say, every month, we'll do this.
Okay.
Okay. So, at the end of every month, you all email in your points. Okay,
right.
Don't cheat. This is on the honor system.
Right.
Right now, we're all in the trust circle, if you will.
For now, people can be taken out of the trust circle
very
anytime.
Easily. And once you're out.
There's no coming back
that's
in.
That's all. It's like a roach motel. Once you get out, you can never get back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. And at the end of every month, whoever wins will get to donate $20. To thejamhole.com/donate, and they will win a shirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
a free
cool.
shirt when they donate $20
That's
to thejamhole.com/donate.
That is the best prize.
Right? Oh, man.
That's
fucking
so great.
Spider-Man. Where's Matt? Oh.
Oh, he's on the ceiling.
He's on the ceiling again. All right, let's do some clues. Let's do some fucking clues.
Ready?
Yes. Let's do some clues.
This
now,
is
what's the clues?
Triple your pleasure.
Oh, double your excitement. Double your butthole.
It's got to be a girl getting
double
in the mouth, butthole,
cock
and
balls.
And pussy.
Double. What?
What?
Why are you interrupting me when I'm singing?
Because I just thought of my guess.
Don't appreciate that. What is your guess?
It's a girl getting fucked three ways.
Oh, shit, son. DVDA?
Yeah.
Or just DVA? Two dicks in the ass, one in the vag. Or DV. Two dicks in the. No.
One in the vag, one in the ass, one in the mouth.
VDVA. One in the vag, two in the asshole. Triple your fucking pleasure.
Or that, I guess.
Booyah.
You ready?
Or it's a pack of Wrigley's with three sticks left.
Okay.
Survey says. Oh, the ball!
That's weird.
Okay, hold on. It is. Really, guys?
What the fuck?
Okay, hold on.
It's a smiley face.
It's a black chick all bent over with a fat ass. Like, paste that shit in the chat for the live listeners.
I'm doing it right now.
But if you're not listening live, basically it's this big old fat chick, or not fat, but this big old black chick bent over, doggy style, ass fucking face down, ass up. But she has two buttholes, right?
Right, like, next to each other.
Totally Photoshopped.
Yeah.
I hope.
It's got
titties
be.
All hanging down and shit. Yeah. Two buttholes, and then her vagina is actually turned 90 degrees.
Yeah, it's sideways.
Counterclockwise. yeah, counterclockwise. Yeah. So it looks like a mouth.
Right, so it's a face.
Holy shit. That is so amazing.
That's the best Photoshop.
Right on.
In the
who did that?
Burger.
Burger. If he wouldn't have just bought shirts, I was just going to tell him he won. You win a chance to donate. Holy fuck. Actually, Burger's sending quite a bit of stuff. He sent us that salvia, and then he's been donating.
Yeah.
Fucking Paulo sending us fucking
bought a shirt and a
books
hoodie.
And routers and fucking shit everywhere.
Cowbells.
Fucking more cowbell.
More cowbell.
Nice. That was your chance to redeem yourself.
Really?
I took a drink and you were just like,
no, I just didn't have anything more to say.
That was totally what you did, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay. You ready for the next clue?
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't seen Grandpa in a few months, so we paid him a visit.
Really? We haven't seen Grandpa in a few months.
So we paid him a visit.
So we paid him a visit.
Where do you think he is?
Almost. See, that was better. Wow. That's a tough one.
That is really hard.
I'm going to have to say Grandpa is dead. I'm going to leave it open. I'm just going to say Grandpa's dead.
I'm going to say he's like in the hospital and he's like super fucked up.
I'm going to say it's the goatee guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Survey says... what the fuck is that?
I don't know.
The fuck is that?
It's very strange looking.
Is that like a real picture? It looks all fucking pixely and shit. It looks like a cartoony dog almost.
I don't know. It looks weird. I don't know what to think of it.
What is that? Who sent that one in?
26.
26. What the? Is he still here?
Yeah, he is.
What the fuck is that, dude? No, he's gone.
I don't even know what to think of it.
Well, it's... Paste it in the chat. It's just like a old fucking dead rotting corpse, pretty much. Is that it?
Something.
Are there any more clues?
No, that's it.
That's it? Do you have anything else to say?
Mm-mm.
Wow, we're going to cut this ep a little short today.
Yeah, by like 5 minutes.
Are you guys... is that bad? Like, I don't know. Because we just... talk for however.
Just do it however long
I don't
it
know.
Takes.
I don't know if you know this. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I don't know. But our shows have been really long lately.
Yeah, like, a little bit.
Almost 2-hour shows. So if you guys are like not cool with that, I guess that sucks because it's our show. Isn't that awesome how that works?
Yeah, you could just not listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, or hey, save some for later.
Yeah.
Do you like my legs?
So it's good for... What are you even doing?
I'm just fucking dumb. Well, that is about it then, I suppose, for episode 109 of this fucking shit. I've had fun.
It was fun.
I've learned a lot.
I've learned quite a few things. I don't know if it's bettered my knowledge
I
in
feel
any way.
Much smarter.
Really?
After having gotten all of that out there to everybody.
Okay.
I do. I feel really, really positive about this one, Braden.
I feel good
about this one.
That's good. You should.
I'm pissed that Matt bailed.
Yeah, that was kind of lame because he was actually here.
Apollo says, go to bed. Go give Ray some loving. Aw. Does Ray feel rejected? I still like you. Don't worry about it. I just busy. She says, I deserve it. Ha, ha, ha. Dot, dot, dot. All right. Well, yeah, that is about it, I guess. So, thegenwell.com. You guys know this shit by now. You guys know.
Just know.
We'll be back Monday, probably around 8 p.m. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/jamble, myspace.com/jamblepodcast. In case you forgot, Facebook, Stumble, youtube.com/jamble. In case you forgot.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys Monday.
You are listening to the Jamhole. The Jamhole. The Jamhole. The Jamhole.com.